All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome back to the next installment of the America Fish Yeah podcast. Boy, do we have a great, great show for you tonight. Not only do we have Big Pat, not only do we have Doug, we have Mike, Big Pat, and Doug, and myself all together. So this is going to be awesome, and we officially have the America Fish Yeah podcast on TikTok at the America Fish Yeah podcast. So if you're listening and you follow us here on Anchor or Spotify or wherever you're listening, check us out on TikTok. I post on there on my account. That's my primary account now. So without further ado, let me get the guys in here and we're going to have fun. So let's just see what happens.
Hello.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages. Our first guest here, we have the one, the only, Doug. Welcome, Doug. How you doing, brother?
How's it going? How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great. So hopefully the other two should be joining us here in just a few minutes. So, yes, this is going to be an awesome podcast because it's going to be the four of us all together.
Yeah. This could get interesting.
It should be. And I don't got anywhere to be. Let me send this to them again. I think it took me home, but you're not recording. Let me try this again. Pardon this, guys. Let me hold on. I'm going to send it to them again. Big Pat, and then I'll send one to Doug, or not Doug, send one to Mike. So this is something different, guys. So the four of us together for the first time is going to be something quite unique. We're still learning how to do this, so we're going to wing it.
What we do. Yeah.
All righty, we got Big Pat in the house, so welcome, 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 Big Pat.
What's up?
What's going on? Just waiting on Mike. There we go. Okay, all four of us are live and loud and local.
Are we here? We are all here. Heck yeah.
Like my grandpa used to say at the Nut House, we're all here because we ain't all there.
That's right. That's right. I love it.
Well, we're all there, just not there at the same time.
Right.
Right, yeah.
So, what are you fellas been up to? Anything new with you guys?
Crickets.
Yes. There's the crickets. We was waiting on them.
I feel like it's raise your hand, but nobody can see the hands.
That's right.
Mike don't know what to do with his hands.
That's right. Mike never knows what to do with his hands.
Never do.
I'll start, I guess. So, as I posted into the Snapchat group, fellas, I've met Miss Elizabeth, and she is literally the female version of me, which is kind of scary.
So Lord help us all. So it's like you with boobs?
Yes, pretty much. Exactly.
I mean, where's the social boob, homie?
She is the real life Miss Patty for me.
Oh, it got real. Just right in.
Uh-oh, you know Miss Patty.
Good old Patty Pat.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm sitting here working on a cup, so, you know, just like usual.
So, I'm glad that we got the Snapchat group back together because I've missed Doug's wonderful food porn.
Oh, my God. Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God. Doug, you are killing me with it, brother, but I like it.
We're going to show up one day. We ain't even going to tell you. We're just going to show up.
Just show up at the restaurant.
That's fine. Just have a... That's fine. Come on.
Like, we're sorry. It's Doug's day off.
Just go ahead and reserve us a table every day until we show up. That's just
I'll have the back booth ready for you guys.
That works. Oh, we get the back booth. We
back
get
booth. Fancy. All right.
We fancy like Applebee's on the date night.
Fancy like Dougie's on the date night. What you talking about?
Got that back booth special, man.
We better have a candlelight or something back there.
Fireplace.
Hey,
oh, man.
Miss Patty gonna come out. Y'all better calm down.
That's funny.
So, who else has anything? Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, she and I connected really good. She got really? 5 little ones. I got 2 little ones. So that should be interesting if we. If we make it to that point of getting serious, which I think it could, she's really, really awesome, and she's probably going to listen to this later. So if you're listening, honey, hey,
hey,
what happened to Jasmine, Sarah, Breck? I'm just kidding.
Well, you see,
wasn't there that one girl named Tina? That one's
Tina. Eat your flipping eggs and ham, Tina.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that's awesome, brother. Congrats on that.
So I started talking to somebody that I grew up with, well, sort of, I've known since I was a kid. So we're seeing how that's gonna go.
Okay, all right.
She lives in Georgia.
Georgia.
You know, if this podcast keeps going good and takes off, we should We could turn this into the America Fishia podcast / How Did My Date Go?
Yeah. Dating.
Well, as you guys saw in one of my most recent videos, I'm in a relationship now too. So
yeah,
yeah, you saw that actually.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of y'all know her. She comes in my lives all the time. It's Karen. She's a good Karen, though.
I'm about to say, Karen, bro.
He has to specify. She's the good kind of Karen.
The good kind of Karen. She's very Karen.
she's a Karen Karen.
I see what you did there. I see what you did.
That was good work for it. Good work for it.
Oh.
Dude, just we needed to do this a long time ago. I'm glad we're doing it tonight.
No,
that's what she said.
Yeah. And Doug, we know you got big plans coming up too with your lady.
We got that wedding going on, bro.
Get married next year.
That's awesome, brother. Are you gonna be cooking the food for your own reception?
No, but it was a thought, though. Yeah, it definitely was a thought, but
right.
My mom and a couple other people kind of pointed out there would be a lot going on, so I'm like, yeah.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot going probably on. Right. So I'll tell you that.
we can get Pat to be the musical entertainment.
There you go.
I could be the announcer guy for everything, you know, play by play of the wedding and the reception and then Tiny just over there, you know, like just one-liners out of the blue, cracking everybody up.
Tiny is reserved for the women that don't have a date.
Exactly.
Right, right. I was just about to say, I'm not taking my shirt off this time.
This time there was, oh my God.
Well, you remember that one time we talked about the comedy club said that we're going to, or one of y'all talked about the comedy club, talking about it's going to be over there like thirst trapping.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it was yours and Pat's. Yeah.
Your little lumberjack attire.
What's really funny is Tiny be over there with his corner that says rent a date, take a number. He's going to have one of those things like at the deli.
Let's go for that.
Your order will be ready in 12 minutes.
Yeah, now serving 42.
It's like the DMV line. I had to wait 2 hours for this.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Come on, Jeff, get your train. We're leaving.
Oh.
Oh man.
No 2-for-1 specials.
Right.
Oh.
Darling, if you're hearing this, I apologize. I just I used to be somewhat of a man.
Our podcast by now should know that this is how it's gonna be from here on out. Just
Lord
like,
have mercy.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for like some of them like foreign country people start listening to the podcast and be like, "What the hell are they talking about?" Yeah.
What is that thirst trap? No.
They're over there with like a glass.
They're going to, honey.
They're over there with like a glass of water and a cage around it.
Swear.
What are we supposed to catch with a thirst trap? You know, like, I don't know how to catch thirst. I just drink water.
They're like, it makes sense now. I can't drink it. It's locked up.
Yeah. This is on purpose. Who came up with this? Oh, my God.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, man.
And then I can see some, like, Randall over there, like, what's a thirst trap now? Huh? We're going to catch thirst?
Oh, man.
I am the man. Look, y'all, I just made this Tar Heels cup. It's awesome.
Okay.
Just letting y'all know.
That's my team, right?
I was going to send you some pictures of it.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of your cups and stuff, Mike, I'm going to plug you, man. Because the stuff you made from Big Pat.
You got a what?
You got a what? God bless you. Why did I?
Hey. Only on Thursdays, bro. Only on
Thursdays. Oh, no. Oh, context is everything. Oh, my Lanta.
We know what turns Hogan on now. Doug, we got to get him a cup for Christmas.
apparently, he needs a plug, too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, that just went south. Anyway.
There's a new product line for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Ooh, so if you're not following Tiny Customs, you need to go follow Tiny Customs.
And ever just said.
Swear to God. Oh my God.
Well, my side hurt after that one.
Oh, man. Someone should figure out how to record this stuff so we can put this on TikTok so everyone can hear our.
No, right?
Oh my God.
I forgot to put the Tar Heel on the bottom of the cup. It's about to happen now.
He's all distracted. He's over there steadily doing what he's doing still then.
Oh man.
You know, Big Pat's got merch. I'm waiting for some Patty. Merch.
Miss Patty merch will be amazing.
Yes.
I can make it. Oh, that's where the plugs can come in.
Oh, <God. laughs>
we can call them Patty plugs. Patty plugs. I'm so
Patty plugs.
Oh, dang it, boy.
And you can make keychains and call them like the Randall Dongle.
You got an infomercial, you're just plugging everything.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh man.
Randall should start his own company and call it Randall's Deck.
Here at Randall's Deck, we can fit as many people as you want on it.
Yeah.
He's got big decks, little decks, wide decks.
Hardwood,
softwood. Yeah, we got decks that curve to the left.
Even decks that don't loop.
Is your deck gone soft? Well, we can fix that.
Girl,
let Randall fix that for you.
That's not a deck. That's a porch.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is your deck smaller than what you thought? We'll trim the hedges around there and really show you how.
Do you need a deck to the usual patty plug on? Just
podcast went adult rated real quick.
Well, nobody knows the joke. That's like one of those inside jokes that's just kind of, oh man. Hattie plugs and Randall decks. That right. would be Next. Yeah.
Man. Right, I put a little video in the Snapchat so you can see the Tar Heel Cup.
Oh, okay. Oh man.
Tiny multitasking. He said, I'm gonna be doing an interview and sending stuff.
That's right.
Huh. If you like, I can't wait for, or if I can make it up to Doug's wedding, I'm just going to tell Doug to make an entire tray of chicken Alfredo just for me, because I'll probably eat them throughout the whole wedding. The whole thing.
Just have that set right in your plate.
Oh, man. When's the wedding again, Doug? I know I'll forget, but I'll ask anyway.
It'll be June 25th.
June 25th. All right. Good deal. I got time to save up.
Right. We're supposed to get to save the dates and whatever they.
Just don't scrub. Sent out here too. That was a...
So I've been thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. What would be freaking phenomenal is if.
These nuts.
Yeah.
I was waiting for somebody to say these nuts.
What would be freaking phenomenal is if we continued keeping this this podcast, like the four of us as a group or individually at a time, and then like spread it out and get more people involved, like get people to check our TikToks out, and then do like special guests, like. Randomly, at random times, and get more, you know, whether it's TikTok people or people that you guys want on here. I think.
Cool. Like, if I say, "Hey, my buddy does a podcast," like, you want to with me, kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah, like if you want to get like friends or family on here, or somebody has a business and they want to plug their business or whatever.
Pat, you know who would be good to do. Katie Cable.
Who?
Katie Cable. You don't know her?
She's always in Skippy's Lives.
Yep.
Oh! Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, she'd be awesome. But,
yeah.
Or Skippy. I didn't know if Hogan still had that sore spot or not. That's why I didn't say Skippy.
We actually still talk.
Okay, cool.
Well, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, like, we never made anything official, but I mean, I'm not. I wasn't mad how we quit talking. I mean, I still talk to her pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Good deal.
I'll pop in her live and she'll be like, "Tony."
I know for a while they sleep for like 4 days.
You what?
She didn't sleep for like 4 days for a while there.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Every time I get on TikTok, she laughs.
Yeah. I remember that. She always laughs.
Yeah.
You know, in the beginning, I always got her notifications when she was live and she got mine. And now the only way either one of us know if we're live, we have to go to that person's profile, type their name in, search, go to their main profile. That's the only way to see it. It's the weirdest thing.
That is. Huh.
Right. That's just like this morning. That's the only way I knew you were live this morning, Pat, was I just happened to be scrolling through and it was on my For You page.
Yeah.
And that's when I hopped in and, yeah, someone said, so that's when I threw you off with the whole, you still owe me one.
Right. I was like, what? I was so confused.
Because someone right before you said something about need to go on a date or whatever, so it was just perfect timing,
right? Oh man,
I feel like with TikTok, I have it set up where people can like duet and stitch my stuff, but apparently I have to go to every video and turn it on now. I don't know why.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, because I went to go duet that one, and it said wasn't able to click the duet button.
I don't know what the heck happened, and I went back and turned on all my videos. So now if I post one, I just got to go turn it on.
Yeah, TikTok does that sometimes. They'll do like an update, and it's almost like it reverts everything. Because I have my I don't know if y'all do the same thing, but I have my phone on dark mode. And so it was like, hey, you want to put TikTok on dark mode? I'm like, yeah. And then like literally a week later, it went back to the white screen. I'm like, that's pointless. Whatever.
I don't have mine on dark mode. I probably should change it.
Yeah.
Technology hates us sometimes.
Yeah. I don't like the new the 15 iOS update or whatever. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Anybody else weirded out by how warm it is still?
It's pretty cold here today.
I lived in Georgia for 14 years. Like it could be 95 degrees on Christmas Day. It ain't weird.
I'll take 80 degrees right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They pushed it back, but we're supposed to get hit with a storm.
Yeah.
We were supposed to have snow. It was supposed to be start off as rain and then turn into snow overnight tonight, but I guess they pushed that back.
I can take snow in small intervals. That's about it.
Yeah, that's about me too.
The only time I like snow is on Christmas Day, and it could be gone the next day. I'm good with that.
That's right.
I live in the wrong part of the country for that.
When I was stationed in Fort Drum, that's right next to Lake. I think it's Lake Ontario up there. And they had like lake effect snow, and I'd open the windows up and look outside. I would see snow falling up. It was snowing so hard.
Oh wow!
Oh yeah.
And it was like
the snow up here in the Midwest, especially lake effect. Oh, that's no joke.
Yeah, and
man, you know what you sound like right there when you said snow? You sound like Forrest Gump. Like,
oh, man. No, but I'm serious. Like it was snowing so hard.
It was snowing on the both sides of the storm.
But yeah, I mean, it was snowing so hard, it was snowing up. And I was like, good, they're going to cancel stuff. Nope, they didn't cancel nothing. And like, I walk out to the parking lot, and at the time I had a Ford Expedition. And the snow was so deep, it was up to like my axles in snow. And I was like, okay.
So you put your asshole in snow. I said,
axles.
Dang, son.
Yeah. So I put my truck in four-wheel drive, and I just backed out of my parking spot, and I saw people driving cars trying to get out of probably 2.5-3 feet of snow, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And they're like, oh, this is nothing. This is just a regular snowfall for us. And I'm like, this is regular?
Right, it is. We'll also be the ones that will leave about 3 feet of snow on our back window saying, oh, the real defrost will get that because we don't want to clear it off.
Man.
Yeah, after 4 years in Fort Drum, I was like, no more. I'm done.
Right.
Especially, I'm close to Lake Michigan. So it gets cold up here.
Oh, yeah.
You ever go fishing there, Doug?
When I was younger, I did. But I haven't been in a long time.
Yeah. I still need to make it up that way. I've been all up and down the East Coast. 100 times it feels like, but I've never made it up to the Midwest.
That could be a fun road trip this summer.
I mean, I'm down. Yeah,
see, right, Tiny could pick up Hogan, and Hogan and you could ride here and pick me up that way.
I mean, it'd probably
be like you pick him up, and then y'all come pick me up. We swing up to Doug. Like, wouldn't it be, or is it, or am I not looking at the map right?
Like. You're over there like, I'm geographically challenged. What?
Nah,
I'm actually trying to picture the drive here in my head.
You're straight north of me pretty much, all the way at the top of the map for the most right. part.
I keep forgetting what's ugly thing. I'm sorry, Doug.
He's over here like, he's
the land of corn.
What'd you say?
I said, you over here
the
like
land of Pennsylvania. Corn.
Great shot.
The land of corn.
I thought he said can of corn, and I was having flashbacks to...
Doug, just leave it over here in a can of damn corn.
What's that movie? The Longest Yard?
The Longest Yard, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Can of corn! Can of corn!
Can of corn, I'll be okay. Can of corn, I'll be okay. You assholes better not cut me.
I quote that movie all the time. Anytime I break something, I'll be like, I broke that your toe.
It's okay. Just don't eat me.
I like little Michael.
Yeah.
even I'll do that to the guys at work. They're a lot younger. Like most of them are like 15 to 17. Are my coworkers inside the line. There's a couple that are 18 and 19, but so during the day I have my music and I'm random with what I listen to and everything like that. But I still try to cater to who's in there to put, you know. I know not everybody likes my music.
Then get over
and everything like that. And I go from country to rock to rap to everything in between. So at night when they're there, I'll let them have music. Well, they play the upbeat. They'll play a lot of Michael Jackson. And I'll walk by and like, I like little Michael. And they'll all look at me. They don't hear the reference sometimes. A couple of them do, but it's just weird. Like, I can't. You really haven't seen that movie?
They don't get it.
I got to keep reminding myself, wait a minute, they're too young.
See, working at the jail, there'll be a couple of older guys that work with me, and somebody at some point in the night will use a movie reference that most of us would get, and the young guys are over there like, I don't get it. And I'm dying. I'm dying laughing because I get the reference, and the younger guys are just like, what's so funny? I don't get it. And I'm like, have you never seen this movie? No. Who's that? I'm like, oh, God.
I know.
I'm old.
The other night, have you guys seen the movie Waiting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's probably the guy. Being in the cooking industry and everything like that, that's probably the closest thing you can get, like, as far as how a kitchen staff jokes around and everything like that.
Is that the movie that's kind of like Shenanigans?
They work at Shenanigans.
It's called
Ryan Reynolds.
With Ryan Reynolds.
I thought it was called Shenanigans. My bad. Okay, I've seen this movie.
So,
oh, my God.
Say Shenanigans one more time.
But anyways, Friday night, it's busy night. We're getting our butts kicked, everything like that. My manager's the only one that gets this reference and everything like that when I said it, because obviously this movie is well not in their time, age frame.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And everything like that. I'm moving from the flat top to go take a piece of chicken over to the cutting board, and it fell off the spatula and everything like that. So I picked it up with the tongs, joking around, kind of. I tossed it in the garbage, but almost had to switch to the 10-second rule. Manager got it.
Yeah.
But the other guys were like, huh? 10-second rule? Like, oh, my God. Really?
Just walk away.
I had to walk away. I just walked away. It was like, okay, just step outside for a second.
You know what I watched the other day that I have not seen in years that's kind of comparable to that in comedy? Major Pain.
It's on Netflix.
Now. Oh, I love that movie. I was just watching it the other night.
Yep, I seen your video. Yeah. I love that movie. Oh, yeah. What's wrong? You found a piece of candy in your pocket?
Is Tommy Boy.
Oh, yeah. My God. Love that.
Memory.
That man's skit, the one where he's like, I'm 35 and I live in a van down by the river. Y'all seen that SNL skit with Chris Farley is so funny. That's my all-time favorite.
I'm Matt Foley.
Yeah.
I'm 33 years old, twice divorced.
Twice.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Oh, he wants to be a writer, Mom and Dad.
Like, how he can do that and keep a straight face is beyond me.
Oh, I don't know. He died too young, man. But
he died way too young.
He was a great
man.
I wish he stayed alive long enough to finish Shrek.
Oh, yeah. He would have been awesome as Shrek.
Yeah, he was supposed to be the original voice.
Yeah, oh, wow. I can't hear his voice as Shrek though. Like, it probably would have been good, but maybe it's just because that's what I grew up on. Mm-hmm. Mike Myers like doing it is that accent.
Yeah, for sure.
Speaking of movie, okay, Seth Green, what did I know him from as a kid? Because when I saw him in gold member or whatever it was, or the second Austin Powers. I was like, I know him from something else. I just
with
can't
a, without a paddle.
Without a paddle. He's in. Is he in Scooby Doo?
No, I thought he was on Scooby-Doo. A TV show.
He
might have been on a TV show, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
He was in the SNL skit too.
At first I was like, was that Bundy's kid? I was like, no, that's not Bundy's kid, that's somebody else.
That was David Spade in that skit. Never mind. They kind of look alike. Never mind.
Anyway. I thought he was though. Or he's in SNL at some point, not necessarily that skit, but he's in SNL.
He's the voice of Chris off Family Guy.
That may be just where I know him from then, because I was like, that was before Family Guy.
I know he did a lot of like voiceovers and stuff.
Yeah. You know, like I think I love actors like Tyler Perry and all them, because it's like, you know, like I love watching those movies where they're like, coming soon to a theater near you, Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy.
Oh yeah.
What's y'all's all time favorite movies? Like number one. Tommy Boy.
Christmas Vacation.
Oh man, that's like number two for me. That's my number two. I'm like a weird, like, I like my favorite Shawshank Redemption, man. That was a good movie.
Oh yeah,
my all time favorite is Rudy.
That's a good one. Yeah. Rudy. Well, I guess I could tie my first one with freaking Stand By Me. That's another good movie. Love Stand By Me.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie. It's up there. Not, like, close second for all-time favorite Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me and my brother dressed like them for Halloween 1 year. Of course, that was a fat one.
Taken, Blues Brothers 2000 holds the record for destroying the most police cars in a single movie.
Yeah.
They just kept jumping on top of each other, and then flying over on top of each other.
One of my favorite things.
I think they weren't allowed to. And I think in Blues Brothers 2000, there was only like one or two scenes that was actually in Chicago. They weren't allowed to film in Chicago because of with the first one.
Oh wow.
That's why a lot of it took place down. Yeah, that's why if any of like they did like flashback or whatever, it was from the old movie.
We're on a mission from God.
From back God. Together.
Well, we're talking about movies. What about TV shows? What's your all-time favorite TV show?
Shameless.
That's a good one.
My Name Is Earl.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's a good one because it kind of changes based off of, like, growing up, you know?
Yeah. I have a feeling what I'm going to say. You guys will agree with me, though, even though it might not be your favorite, but the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The original really went color.
Where's Ken to Gomer Pyle? Like, my grandpa's, it's like my grandpa's like second cousin or something, crap. Like, where it was.
That explains so much.
I know. He was gayer than a $2. Wait a minute. No, that's not. He was gayer than a $2 bill, but, you know.
So, like, growing up, like, after my mom and dad got divorced, we moved into with my grandpa. So I grew up like watching like Bonanza and Hogan's Heroes. And
oh yeah,
that was I know nothing.
He's right.
I don't
love that part. And everything like that. And like, but then growing up, I would say childhood growing up would be. I grew up on Saved by the Bell.
Mm. Oh but, yeah.
Say by the Bell, yeah, man.
Man, it sucks. Screech died.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
He
had a rocky career after that. Say by the Bell.
Yeah. He got in some trouble too, didn't he?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say by the Bell, man. I used to watch that like
every lot of childhood stars, though.
Do what?
It happens with a lot of childhood stars. The fame gets them, and then, all that money, they don't they don't have the right support system around them, and they're being thrown every which way.
It, it baffles me the number of like Disney stars that fall by the wayside.
My God, I feel like Mario Lopez did pretty good for himself. But the guy who played Zach, he looks rough. It looks like he had
about rough now. I mean, he didn't have much. Like, I think the only thing I really remember seeing him do after Saved by the Bell is I remember him on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And other than that, I couldn't recall seeing him on anything.
There was another show that he was on for a while, and I don't remember the name of it. He was like some like lawyer or some crap on the show. Something like that. I don't know. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I'll be wrong again.
Right. No, but I think actually other than the reboot for Saved by the Bell that he's doing now, I think that was the last thing he did was it was some type of show that was just like a Law and Order type deal, but it was like maybe was that part of the Chicago series that they tried doing?
I don't remember the name of it. I just saw, there's Zach.
Chicago PD and Chicago Fire are great too.
I ain't never watched that one episode of Anatomy. That's my joke. But but I love growing up like watching Fresh Prince, man. That
was another one I grew up on. Was more than teenage years.
Did you watch the reunion? I think it was Hulu or something like that.
HBO.
HBO. Yeah. That one.
Oh my god, is on Saved by the Bell, or not Saved by the Bell, but Fresh Prince, man, like not in a bad way, but screw that show because they made me cry so many times because they're so emotional. Oh my god!
When they did like the remembering like Uncle Phil thing, it hit me in the feels. Man.
Oh, that
it hit me right in the feels. Everybody's gonna cry.
Uncle Phil was awesome. One
episode of Fresh Prince that I can't watch. Like it, because it related to me so much. Was the one when Will's dad came back and then left? How my dad was in my life growing up. You know, through years that you should have your father, you know, lean on. He wasn't really in my life until I was almost like 17, 18 years old.
Yeah, like Fresh Prince was one of those shows like what you're talking about, Doug, that like you can relate to a lot of stuff on there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, like they know what they're doing because they'll have you laughing and they're like, oh, heartstrings, here we go. Tug on them just a little bit. We're gonna put this episode up and you're like, what am I crying at a TV show? Why does that feel so real?
Oh, sorry, bud. No, I was just saying, I sent a picture through. It might come through here in a second on the text, but I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's literally Will Smith is bungee jumping, and he looks like Uncle Phil in the picture. Like, when you look at it, it's Will Smith, but he looks just like Uncle Phil in it.
Oh, my Lanta!
Yeah, and that's literally him. I thought somebody photoshopped it, but it was legit.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sorry, Tony. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to make sure you knew the purpose of the picture.
I don't know. I don't even know what I was saying, to be honest. It's all good.
Did y'all see the episode of Family Matters where Uncle
I was just
Will
about to
up?
Say Family Matters. Golly. Love that show.
Did I do that?
Oh, Carl.
Yeah. Carl was like the Wish version of Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
When and you actually, Uncle Phil on Wish, you get help.
I got one I just thought of the other day I hadn't seen in years. Y'all might remember it. Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes, I loved that.
I didn't remember that one.
I may have heard of it.
That was a good show.
Did y'all ever watch Step by Step?
Oh, I remember that one too.
I remember that
y'all
one.
Y'all going a little bit further back.
Local channels. We didn't have cable. We had to rely on the antenna for TV.
Right.
It was on that channel.
And then the president, he's on every freaking channel. Like,
God damn it. Our night's ruined.
Yeah.
Did y'all like Friends?
I love Friends. Yep.
That was great.
Yeah.
That was a good reunion show, too.
Yeah, it was. Next, it was funny bringing that one up because I was just talking to my brother a little bit ago, and he just thought of me, and I didn't even think he watched Friends, really. It didn't seem like, if you meet my brother, he don't seem like that kind of person that that would be his show to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But he's exactly like, I guess he just pointed out tonight, he's exactly like Ross following that timeline with at what age he got divorced and remarried and divorced again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He pointed that out. I go, it didn't click until he said it. And I'm like, no.
Oh,
man, it's sad.
It just threw me off. I'm like, you know, a Friends reference? It threw me off.
Right.
Hey, Vic.
All of us.
Hey,
I think me and Mike would be more of the Joey of the group.
I'd be like, how you doing? Like, kind of dumb, but yet, like.
I'm definitely Chandler.
Yes!
With my third nipple. Yeah.
But you wind up with the best one in the show, so I don't, you know.
You know, it's sad how bad he looks, though, from all them drugs and stuff, man.
Mm.
Who would you be, Doug?
I have no idea.
Hey, I got it.
Oh, Doug's the creepy guy that keeps coming in to something like y'all being too loud.
Oh, yeah. The neighbor guy?
No, yeah. The neighbor guy. No, I'm just kidding, Doug.
He would be Janice. Chandler Bing. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Honestly, though, Doug could be the guy who's always serving them behind the bar. I can't remember his name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because he's like a bad, like he grows up and he's like the bad guy in every movie and TV show now. Like, y'all notice that crap? Like, oh man, he's a bad guy in everything.
He actually is.
Yeah, his name's Gunther, and he wasn't supposed to be a regular reoccurring person.
No, he wasn't.
Mm-mm. He just passed away.
What?
Yeah, he passed away from cancer a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 months ago, they did like a special on it and stuff. Yeah, he passed away like right after they did the special. They did series you're talking about, the remix or the remake or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The reunion?
Yeah,
like
a month or so after that, he passed away from cancer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He's even a bad guy.
What show I'd like to see get reunion?
What's that?
I'd like to see them do a reunion with Married with Children.
Oh, yeah.
I love that guy. I love that guy.
He is older than dirt now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's still.
Did y'all see that video? It was like a Modern Family reunion or whatever, and he like gave that speech about his dad.
Mm-mm.
And he was like crying.
I think I did a duet on that video.
I saw it on TikTok. Yeah, because that Sophia lady at the end of it like ran and gave him a hug. And
oh damn, I missed that.
She's hot.
He said she's hot.
She's hot.
She is.
Mike would be that guy at a funeral, be like, "Hey, is that his widow? She's single, right?"
I'm not that bad. I at least wait to like when we go eat, you know, like. After.
Oh yeah, at least until the body's in the ground.
Kick some dirt in the hole a little bit.
Yeah,
much
the
respect.
Dirt has just now hit the top of the body. So you're single. You want to go get some coffee? We could talk about this.
Want to get some coffee? Like just coffee. Some coffee.
Oh my God! Oh yeah, that was.
Oh, God. Oh man!
Oh wow!
Y'all make me out to be such. Maybe I
sound like a robot. It's breaking up me.
Yes, on my end, all I heard was y'all make me hear out to be a man.
That's what I heard too.
I was starting that new Michael Jackson single. That's what.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
From the grave, no.
I know so many Michael Jackson jokes.
I think Pat would only be the one that gets this reference. He got Corey's trees.
Oh, he's out of Corey's tree line.
I got under one that one tree in Crow's yard.
I know, right?
I wasn't sure if you would, if either any of you guys would all other than Pat would know that reference.
Oh yeah, oh that's funny.
I made his one of his friends or that some. I designed him a logo and made him some big old stickers down there. And sent down to Texas recently. Yeah,
I'm still waiting on some America 50 gas stuff.
I gotta get it. I keep saying, all right, I'm gonna sit here and make it, but I don't have that green that I need. I need to go find like that dark green. So,
oh well. I mean, there's no hurry at all. It's just, I just think it'd be cool for all four of us to get like
America. Yeah, I thought about it today when I sat down in my chair. I was like, I really need to make.
Look, well, you're like, oh no hurry or nothing. They're just saying, you know, just throwing it out.
I mean, there's no hurry, but hurry up. Like,
he's like, you don't have to hurry, but I'm gonna put it on the podcast so everybody knows.
Yeah.
No! No! Put you on the spot.
That's right. That's right.
I'm trying to call you out, but hey, you come here.
I'm sorry, Massa. Don't beat me, Massa.
Oh my God.
I'm watching the screen. We're gonna go down to three people on the podcast.
Yeah.
He left the chat.
Oh my God.
And there was three.
Lord. Oh, me and Doug got to get some profile pics up. I think Logan and Tiny's got one. I didn't even know you could put a picture on there.
Mm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, shit.
You know, okay. I should start my own podcast, but just like talk reels, like low and slow. You know, like the hey y'all, welcome to another episode.
I thought about trying to do like a pirate radio, but I mean like as a joke and just like do like the slow romantic music for everybody and just be like, all right, ladies, turn the radio up, turn the lights down, because Barry Manilow is about to get it on. Grab your shirt. Have some fun.
You're gonna be like, today's episode is sponsored by Panties Plugs. Like,
it's sponsored by the math problem of the day. Add the bed, add the bed, subtract the clothes, divide the legs, and multiply.
Oh my god!
Oh man!
Some kid somewhere is listening to this, going, "Mom, is that where babies come from?
They come from the stork." No. Yeah.
Oh goodness! Here we are. Oh.
Well, that's a conversation for another day. Yeah, where did babies come from?
Here come all the real Karens this time. Like,
well, if I'm being honest, I used to, as a kid, I thought sex was when you just peed on each other.
Sadly, I did too.
Oh my god, that sounds like something you hear off South Park or something.
Right. Oh, well, that went in left field.
Yeah, like when I took sex ed in high school, I was like, okay, this should be fun. And then they started showing all the pictures of like the
MVPs,
and I'm just like, now I never want to do it because that just does not look very good.
Hey, the way we've had this conversation, Tiny should be the teacher.
And you know what the funny thing is? It's like, our teacher told us to, but like nobody else but apparently me. I took notes in sex ed, okay? Like,
hey, sir, are we going to get a photocopy of this? Or do I need to
write it? We going to get a hard copy? I need one for my Trapper Keeper over here. Like, just
Trapper Keeper? I need one. Trapper Keeper.
But the teacher asked us, he was like, if you got any questions, just tear a piece of paper off. And he made everybody do it. And my question, of course, was like, what if it gets cut off? You know, like, hey, women are crazy. Well, he's like,
read a Bobbit, you know.
And the teacher read it. He's like, what? Sew it back on. My friend looks at me. He's like, I saw you write that. I was like,
oh, man. I can't not have to think of Varsity Blues now. Miss Davis, you go to prom with me.
Oh, man.
What Varsity City Blues? Wasn't that the one where the guy kept getting concussions?
I'm doing
Varsity. It's Varsity Blues.
Oh
yeah.
I thought it was Varsity Blues. But Varsity Blues, isn't it the one? Isn't that the one where the fat guy kept getting the concussions?
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah,
didn't he die? Like, you only got two left.
Didn't he die in real life too?
He did. You know, he lost.
Yeah, he did a few years ago.
He had weight loss surgery and got down to like maybe 140 pounds. I mean, he lost all the weight and then wound up dying anyway from, like, I think it was like his liver or something.
Wait,
all the damage from all the years of being a big person.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy from My Name Is Earl died?
No.
No, not that one.
You thinking about Remember the Titans? Because he was in that football movie.
Okay.
And then, yeah, and he was in that football movie. He wasn't in Varsity Blues.
Okay. I was thinking of Randy from My Name Is Earl. I got my movies mixed up.
Yeah, this is a different guy.
A different fat guy.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm about to. I just sent you a picture of him right before he died, what he looked like, and you'll just, it's insane.
Yeah, you don't recognize him.
Like, not the same person whatsoever.
But the guy from My Name Is Earl is like freaking jacked.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh wow, yeah, he looks wow.
Maze. What's up, Maze? Like,
oh,
grown ups.
Speaking of wow. I talked to Ray Ray yesterday.
He wrecked his truck.
Yeah, somebody pulled out in front of him. A drunk driver pulled out in front of him, and he T-boned him.
Yeah. Oh no! And it had to be a drunk driver. One thing he hates the most.
Yeah, right. He's fine. Raylan was with him. Yeah, he's fine. But his truck was totaled.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know he was bad.
Oh, I bet he
was bad. Oh yeah.
That was his baby.
He said he might still get it. They might be able to fix it. I talked to him this morning on the live a little bit. But
so are things good with y'all now?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, all is well.
Good. I'm glad.
I don't talk to many people on the regular, so to speak, but like all is well. I ain't got no problem with nobody. You know me. I love everybody. So
yeah.
Yeah, same.
As far as I know, everything is great.
Fan diddly darn-tastic. That's good to hear.
Yeah. No, absolutely. The only person I haven't really talked to is Troy, but it's all good. Like he'll come in my life sometimes. Like he comes in, he's very nice or whatever, and there's no issues.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't talk to him. We're not friends anymore, but he'll still come in and hang out for a little bit, which is fine with me. I don't mind. The more the merrier.
I may have to get Ray Ray on this podcast and do a one-on-one with him. I hadn't done one with him yet.
Yeah.
See, what we ought to do, what we ought to do is we all should get on there with Ray Ray and just don't say nothing, and then like Poppy, you're like, what's up, baby? Like he won't know. Be like, so what you really think about old Doug over here? Like, how you feel? Like Doug will be like, well, you too, Ray Ray. Like,
no, we love you, Ray Ray. We love you.
He could be like, man, if y'all, I'm going.
He said that truck was named Betty White, and I forget the new name. He said his new truck's getting a new name, and I don't remember the name.
Oh,
Betty White. That's the person who just. I hope she doesn't go, because when she goes,
don't you say it. Don't
I know?
You say
how dare you, Pat? Wow,
look, Jesus gonna come.
Man, let me just say this though: you don't realize how short life is. Honestly, you don't really. I mean, we think about it sometimes when people pass around us, but yesterday I found out a guy that I went to high school with passed away. And then another guy passed away. We had two people from my graduating class of 2003 die on the same day. And then a third person died the day before.
Oh, like
three
crap.
People died. Yeah. So, it's crazy.
Yeah. My high school class, we've lost several from ours already.
Yep.
And a couple of, one of them died from like a heart complication.
Yeah.
One of them was shot and killed.
Yeah.
And then a couple of them just like died of random events.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah. It's
sad. My graduating class, we had a lot pass away in my graduation class, but
yeah. That's crazy.
it's crazy. I mean, what's funny about you saying something about Betty White is my brother-in-law's brother, he's got his own clothing line. Mm-hmm. His way out clothing and everything like that. It's geared more towards like the automotive field.
Okay.
His shirts and stuff. And he'll do funny shirts and stuff like that too. Well, one shirt I got off of him, and the front's got his company's name, Laid Out Clothing. And on the back is has a picture of Betty White, and it's got says Betty White is my homegirl.
Nice.
I wore it to work, and I went almost a whole 10-hour shift before everybody realized what the back of my shirt actually said. And everything like that. Because me moving around so much, they really couldn't. I wasn't standing still enough for them to see it. I didn't want. I was refilling my glass, get some more water, and I felt someone tug my shirt. I look over my shoulder, and I seen that they were actually reading it. Everybody starts cracking up.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was talking with Elizabeth last night because she and I have been talking on the phone for like hours at a time. Yeah, like,
what's she look like?
I'll send y'all a picture here in a little bit in the Snapchat group when we get done here. She's cute. She's on my
face. She looks like Hogan. No, I'm just kidding. You said y'all are like.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But we were talking about, like, what happened, or I asked her what her plans were whenever she passes away. I was like, you know, what is your thoughts on, like, what you want to do? And she's like, well, I guess I would want to be cremated. And I was like, for me personally, I don't want to be buried in Arlington. I think I have that option still. But, like, I don't want to be buried in Arlington. I don't want a militarized funeral or anything. I want to have a small get-together with my close friends and my family. And I want to have a service here at my house. And I want to have a natural burial. Are y'all familiar with that?
No.
No.
A natural burial is, instead of spending $10,000 on a coffin that's going to be sitting in somebody's ground forever and never go anywhere, I'd be, like, essentially not embalmed, and I'd be wrapped up in, like a cloth of some kind, and I'd be put into what is essentially a wicker basket that's in the shape of a coffin, and then I'd be lowered into the ground, and then you'd plant a tree on top of me so that when I decompose and when the casket decomposes, it gives life to the tree. That's what I want.
Hmm.
I want to get it back even after death.
That's cool.
That's kind
of
cool.
As a matter of fact, they got a newer way they do that now where they, like, freeze your body. It's pretty much like instead of, like, burning your ashes or whatever, like, they freeze your body in the – I don't know how – explain it, like, and then they put you on this table where it shakes you really, really fast, and you just kind of fall apart. It's kind of weird, but
that's weird.
Well, they put your ashes or whatever that is into like a little cup thing, and then the tree grows out of it. So it's kind of like the same,
that's
in a way.
Oh wow!
So it pretty much like freeze dry you and then like break you apart into frozen ashes. Yeah, that's kind of, I don't know. Now I didn't kind of talk myself out of it because I was like, you know.
Now that I think about it, say it out loud. This might not actually work.
Look, because I told Caroline's mom, I said, look, if I die, I want you to plant me right beside the bedroom window so you know I'm always watching, homie. Just.
That would be kind of creepy. Oh, my God.
It's like the wind starts blowing. I start knocking against the house. You know, it's like I know what you're doing.
Hey, I see you.
Oh man, I'd be afraid to be cremated. My luck, I'd wake up while it's going on.
My worst fear, because I don't know if they like embalm you or anything. Like, I mean, I doubt it, but like, I feel like they would take out all your stuff, right? Like they do when they.
I have no clue.
I don't know.
I think they still get embalmed. Even if you get cremated.
Look,
I don't know, but.
Yeah, because they have to get rid of some of the combustible gases in your body.
Well, yeah.
There's another one that I heard of, like what you're talking about, Mike.
Yeah.
There's another one that I heard of that they'll embalm or they'll cremate you, and then they'll take a portion of your ashes and they'll turn it into a diamond.
Yeah.
Make that diamond.
I proved that.
I was like, now that's kind of cool.
Yeah, one of my friends has her mom in a ring like that, or a necklace or something. You can ask, now they got it where you can take the ashes or the dog ashes or whoever's ashes, you know, your loved ones, and they'll mix it in with the tattoo ink, and you can get them tattooed in your arm.
Oh, wow. Wow, that would be kind of cool.
Actually, me and my brother were getting into, you know, getting our, you know, tattoos and everything like that. When we were younger, that's what we had talked about. Is like if either one of us, you know, had passed, and that was especially right when my dad first got diagnosed. And at first, he wanted to be cremated, and everything like that. So, me and my brother was like, "Well, when that time comes, because we were more leaning off what the saying, because of being what stage he was and everything like that at that time."
Mm-hmm.
We're like, okay, well, we'll take some of the ashes. And we had just heard about that, putting it in with ink and getting tattoos.
Yeah.
And that's what we were going to do. And then, obviously, things changed going on because Dad changed his mind and actually wanted to be buried because he was given the plot that was right next to his father. So,
right.
It was – so that obviously changed on that part. But I don't know what I actually want. That's nothing I really actually ever thought about.
When it comes to life, you know, the body that I got right now is just a vessel. It's not going to last forever. I mean, I know that I'm going to die one day, and the biggest thing that I want to leave to anyone, whether it's friends or family or someone who's never met me a day in their life, I want to leave a legacy that is for the better. Like, I want to be known as somebody who, by one person at a time, tried to change the world. Tried to make the world a better place by one person at a time, one smile at a time.
Right.
I could care less about anything else. You know, I don't care if somebody knows me as a jailer or a trash man or a soldier or a father, or anything. I would much rather just be known as somebody who tried to change the world one person at a time, forever.
That's right. It's pretty deep, bro.
I'm the same way. I don't care about like how rich I am or how much money or anything like that. That don't bother me.
Yeah,
I want to be remembered as, you know, just someone had a good heart that always wanted to try to make you smile, that go out his way to make, you know, make sure you were okay. You know, just being a good person, everything like that. That's what I want to be remembered as, everything like that. Yeah, I may have had my battles, everything like that, but who hasn't?
Right.
You know, you roll with the punches, you go day by day, and you know, you're going to have to deal with people that you don't see eye to eye with. So you just kind of got to learn how to just kill them with kindness. Be like, just gotta be okay with it.
I think
that's what's driving. Like, I'm doing that a lot more now that I'm back with the, you know, with Rosati's and everything like that. With my, you know, second term with the company, the people I had problem like that I didn't see eye to eye with the first time around, I'm just kind of rolling with. Like, okay, yeah, you know, just keeping a smile and staying positive and just not letting it get to me anymore.
Yeah.
See, like, if, like, hypothetically, worst case scenario, if something were to happen to one of you guys or myself, you know, I'm pretty sure that beyond the shadow of a doubt, 4 or 5 years down the road, I'd still be talking about y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Just like y'all were here right now, 10 years down the road, I'd be doing the same thing.
I'd be over here like, man, I miss Doug's food porn. Like,
I wonder if Tiny's still a man whore.
Wonder if Hogan's still trying to get The Rock and
this video. Oh, he went back on you, son. Like, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Hogan's just standing at the gate, like, y'all got any decks up here?
Yeah. Oh, man. What kind of dick size, like?
I can see me walking up to the pearly gates and seeing St. Peter there, and I'd be like, "What's up, America?" Yeah.
Like, well, I would have to bring like a tray of fettuccine Alfredo to the pearly gates as I'm walking up, or some type of food.
Yeah. He's gonna look at Hogan and be like, what are they breeding nowadays? Like, yeah.
Oh man, I don't know why I just pictured us all standing at the gate.
It's like Jeff Foxworthy said, St. Peter just going to look at us and be like, "All right, y'all, get in the truck. We're going to the big house." Like,
right. My dad used to
all
tell me.
All four of us are on a tour bus. And our tour bus crashes, killing us all. We all get to heaven. And then like we're standing outside the pearly gates, and they just see all four of us, and they're like, "What in the hell? You guys.
Oh, what do we do now?"
Yeah.
Right.
I got to call the big man. Make sure.
My dad used to tell me to go to hell, but get kicked out for bootlegging ice.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
Oh, man.
They're going to look at the four of us up there and be like, what?
My first question would be, do y'all have any Milos?
This trip to heaven is sponsored by Milo's Tea. Yeah. You just see Hogan's riding on a milk or on a tea jug.
Yeah.
Through the clouds. Milo's Tea jug through the clouds. I'll tell you what.
You know, the best part about heaven is, guys, no diabetes. I just drank like 400 gallons of Milo's.
Tiny standing at the gate with his flannels.
Still doesn't flannels. Know what to do with his hands.
Raising his hands up close to her face. Don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do with my hands. But
like, which way am I supposed to go? He's like, I don't know.
John over there got his, portable grill.
Oh,
that's right.
Y'all want a hot dog or a hamburger?
That's right. Get your hot dog.
Big cats over there like, I'm at the pearly gates and I cannot wait. So open the doors and let me in and let the fun. Okay, what?
Hogan Bus is not a rap.
Oh, man.
I got a little flow. Not as good as Pat, but...
He gonna start rapping and then all of a sudden look at me and be like, Tiny, put your hands in your pockets. I know. I know you don't know what to do with them, but put your hands in your pockets.
Jesus over there with his hand on his head.
Here, I'll hand him some. Here, hold this.
Oh man,
you can't say hold my beer in heaven, so it's like hold my Milo's. Like
hold my Milo's. Watch this.
Here, hold my wine.
Hold my wine.
You're like, Jesus, is that water? You gonna make that trick happen again? I need some wine.
Yeah. Need you to do this one more time here. Oh my God.
Help a brother out.
Hogan's over there like, turn it into Milo's. Turn it into Milo's.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to happen first?
Hey, Jesus. I know you like the whole wine thing, but have you tried Milo's? It's really good.
Yeah.
They have so many different varieties.
I know. He's just going to look at Hogan and be like, who do you think came up with it?
My man. All right.
See what's going to happen.
Hogan throwing that Milo's. Give everybody else some of that cheer wine.
Man, that's Doug, right. When you made that video, that made me so happy. When you made the video review, because I'm telling you, I told you it was a good drink. And then you're like, man, I thought you were going to say, like, oh, this sucks. You just kept drinking it.
Well, there was a moment there where Doug was either going to be our friend again still or not. Like,
oh, man.
Nah,
well, that makes a couple times I'm like, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little salty about you saying the office sucks. But
have you drank any more cheer wine since then, Doug?
You know, actually, no, because all I can find is diet cheer wine now. The regular stuff. Every time I go to Strax and I think about it, and I go down the aisle where everything like that, I always just the diet, and I'm like, nope.
Order some online.
Yeah, Amazon.
I never thought about that, actually.
Look, it's crazy how expensive it is, though. When you do it online, man, it's expensive.
Man, we can go to Sam's Club and get like a 36-pack of burn freaking bottles for like $18.
Hey, why don't you
All right, so that when you guys come up, when you guys make the drive up, let me know. I'll bring like a couple of those 30 packs on up with you.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it on here before, but did y'all ever drink like Big Red and Big Blue?
Yeah, no, I did. Big Red, I remember. I'm not too positive about Big Blue.
Do y'all remember? They actually taste like red and blue. Like if red was a flavor, that's what it would be. It's Big Red.
Right. It's like, honestly, I never trust anybody's Kool-Aid if they actually tell me what the actual flavor is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. If they say they got Kool-Aid, be like, all right, what kind? And they tell me it's grape. I'm like, no, I'm good. Because I know you didn't even make it right.
That's right. It's purple. All
right. Right.
Give me a jug of that purple.
This tastes like Purple Rain.
I know.
I was going to say, you might be a cop if you call a suspect's car by the colors of Gatorade.
Oh, my gosh. We got Blue Frost over there on the left
side. Yeah.
Who the hell would drive a lemon lime?
Yeah. We got the Glacier Cherry White over there to the left.
Oh, my God.
Got that orange.
Hogan's just over here reading the alphabetical numeric. He's like, yeah, Milo. License plate, Milo Tango.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times somebody asked me if I want something to drink. I'll be like, they'd be like, what do you want to drink, Tiny? I'll be like, red.
Red.
All the time. What's a red?
Man over there with a water bottle and some food color.
That's right. Tastes like red to me, son.
Could you imagine the four of us as police officers, two and two in the patrol cars?
Oh, God.
I would be super troopers all over.
Okay. I know.
Okay, I would have to be Farva.
As the leader of cult. It's for a cop.
I can already see it now. Like, me and Hogan are like the first opening scenes of freaking 21 Jump Street where they're on the bicycles.
Oh, on the bikes. I tell you though, was anybody else super, super, super bummed with the second Super Troopers? Because I thought the first
one. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even watch the first one, to be honest with you.
I didn't watch the second one.
I was so disappointed in the second one.
Yeah. That first one.
It makes me now glad that they never did a second. They didn't do a follow-up to Beer Fest, and they were supposed to do Pop Fest or something like that. I'm glad they didn't do that one, though.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't duplicate the originality of a video or a movie. Like, Dumb and Dumber. And Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
And then Dumb and Dumber 2. Dumb and Dumber 2 was not as good as Dumb and Dumber.
I say that, like, Ace Ventura, the first and second one were good. Like, second one was just as good as the first one. But that's about the only movie that I like that's been a remake that was good.
I'm kind of glad that...
Doug.
Uh-oh.
It just made a noise. Somebody's got Doug's gone.
Uh-oh.
He gets a 70-minute mark. He said, I'm out. I ain't getting paid for this.
I'm going to see if I can get him back in here, maybe.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll just resend it.
I'm surprised we ain't got on the conspiracy theory thing yet.
Oh, my God.
That we could have talked about out all night. I ain't lying.
Dude,
I was telling Mama about the Mandela effect the other day. And she's like, stop making me think like that.
Oh, my.
Like, she's like, he did have a monocle. I'm like, I told you. Like,
it's better. Oh yeah, dude, that is nuts. Maybe he had a phone call or something to cut him out. I don't know.
The Mandela effect's better than the Mandingo effect, though.
Definitely.
The hell is the Mandingo?
Oh, Doug messaged on Snapchat. What did he say? Oh.
Sorry, y'all. I got hungry. No, I'm
sorry. He just asked if we just got kicked off. No.
Is everybody using headphones? Because I got to plug my phone up, and I don't know how I'm going to sound without headphones in.
No headphones here.
Okay, good. All right. I'm going to go sit back at my desk and plug my phone up.
Come really quick. No, I sent you another link.
Too bad we can't video do this. That'd be great.
I know, right?
Excuse me. Who the that chair cold. Hold on, y'all.
Maybe he'll come back in.
Can you hear Tiny?
Yeah, we hear Tiny.
Hello?
Hello.
I'm here.
Can you hear us? Uh-oh. Can you hear us now?
Am I not connected no more?
You're still here? Oh, my God. Can you hear me, Pat?
I got you. I can hear you.
I don't know why we can't hear him. He's still here. What on earth? Oh, no. He's gone, too. Let me send him another one. Then there was two.
America. Fish out.
Yeah. This technical glitch was brought to you by Milo's Tea. Tea for me.
Oh, man.
Man, I can't believe we've gone 70 minutes already.
I know. I'm enjoying it. I will have to hop off in about 15 minutes, but you got 15 more.
That's fine. I just, if you get disconnected, I'll end it or whatever, and then we'll try it again. But I was just going to see if they can come back in, because it just started booting people as soon as.
That's weird. That is weird.
Anyway, this was, I think this is the longest podcast that we've done.
I believe so, and it's been a lot of fun.
An hour and 15 minutes. That's about average.
No, I'm usually a 2-minute man. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 2-minute man. Oh.
Oh, man. I'm glad we did this. This was good. Definitely.
Yeah. And if you are sticking around for 15 minutes and 32 seconds, thank you for staying tuned this long, ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls. And this is going to be a regular occurrence. Mike said his isn't working. So I guess I'll go ahead and end it, and then we'll try it again. We'll try it again one night or something this week or whatever. And I thank everyone for sticking around and having some fun with us. And hope we brought y'all some entertainment tonight. And be sure to follow the America Fishy podcast on TikTok. And yeah, we'll go from there. So, Pat, you have a good evening. And I'm going to get with the boys and see what happened.
Well, sounds good. Love you, brother. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, I'll see you on Snapper Chat.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the next episode of the America Fishy Up Podcast. I hope you had as much fun listening to that as we did making it. We had a few technical difficulties there, but you know what? That's how we do it. We have a little bit of fun. Anyway, that was our first longest episode, I believe, and we'll be doing some more of that. And if you want to be on the America Fishy Up Podcast, you can follow me on TikTok and talk to me there. It's America Fishy Up Podcast on TikTok. Or you can email me at HoganMartin20@gmail.com. Anyway, hope to see you there. And guys, don't forget, America, fish yeah.